King Uttanapad was patting the son of Suruchi, Uttam, placing him on his lap. Dhruva Maharaj was also trying to get on the king's lap, but the king did not very much welcome him. So this is a story. History begins, Iche Bhagavatam Deda Hindi Wala. And then text 10th, please repeat.
Tatha chikirshamanam tam.
While the child Dhruva Maharaj was trying to get on the lap of his father, Suruchi, his stepmother, became very envious of the child, and with great pride she began to speak so as to be heard by the king himself. Purport. The king, of course, was equally affectionate toward both his sons, Uttanapad and Dhruva. So he had a natural inclination to take Dhruva as well as Uttam on his lap. But because of his favoritism towards his queen, Suruchi, he could not welcome Dhruva Maharaj despite his feelings. King Uttanapad's feeling was understood by Suruchi, and therefore, with great pride, she began to speak about the king's affection for her. This is the nature of woman. If a woman understands that her husband regards her as a favorite and is specially affectionate to her, she takes undue advantage. These symptoms are visible even in such an elevated society as the family of Swayambhuva Manu. Therefore, it is concluded that the feminine nature of woman is present everywhere.
Tatha chikirshamanam tam sapatnyastanayam dhruvam suruchih shranamato ragyaha sirshamaha tigarvita.
While the child Dhruva Maharaj was trying to get on the lap of his father Suruchi, his stepmother became very envious of the child, and thus with great pride she began to speak so as to be heard by the king himself. First of all, something about these two names of the two co-wives of the king, Uttanapad. One is called Suruchi, the other one is known as Suniti. I'm sure you understand why these names. Ruchi, affectionate one, is also Ruchi, one of the developments on the ladder on the way to Krishna Prem. What do you meet? On the way you meet Ruchi. This is even more than a ruchi, this is suruchi. There's a talk of you developing taste for Krishna. Just prior to the development of bhava and Krishna prema is ruchi stage. Of course, yeah. But here, maybe a little different kind of ruchi. One is a spiritual ruchi and the other one is a mundane material ruchi. The king had ruchi, he had suruchi for suruchi. And that has made the difference. Why don't you type a few things? As you used to do in the past. Good. Maybe a few things could be uploaded. So that's about Suruchi. So Niti refers to morality, principles of morality. Where there is Krishna and where there is Arjuna also, there you will find Tatra Sri Vijayo Bhutir Dhruva Nitir Matir Mama. So one of the four items which exist when there's Krishna and Arjuna together, one of those four items is Niti, principles of morality. So the other co-wife was Suniti. Suruchi, Suniti. Well established in principles of morality. Later on we will find, although this lady, Suruchi, she became envious, sa irsham, with envy, sa irsham, ah, she spoke, garvita, full of envy, full of pride, sa irsha ati garvita, to lower natures are in action here. This lower nature of a being or a human being, be that a lady or a gentleman, this is a lower nature. Being envious or being proud, and this Suniti, once upon a time, Ekada, as it is mentioned in previous verse, she was taken over by these two lower natures, sa irsha, with irsha, envy, and ati garvita, full of pride. Ati means too much, extensive, extra, ati. Garvita ah, she spoke, and while speaking, she wanted to make sure, shranamato ragyaha, while she had king's attention, she knew king is listening, hearing me, or maybe she raised her voice so that she could get attention of the king. Suruchi shranamato ragyaha. She wanted to make sure king listens to what she had to say. And this has all happened, as the history goes, as this is being narrated here. Tatha chikirshamanam tam sapatnyastanayam dhruvam. That as Dhruva Maharaj was attempting to get up on the lap of his father, this sapatnya, this Suruchi, she spoke something, some harsh words, full of envy and full of pride. And because king is attached to this wife, he is more attached, Suruchi. And when you are attached, you become kind of blind. Attachment makes you blind, and you lose the power of discrimination. This happens many times. Either you become mother andha, krodandha, lobandha, kamandha, all these enemies, kam, krodh, lobh, mad, moha, matsarya, they all could make one blind. As those two sons of Kuber, they also had become blind one time, madandha or dhanandha, because of so much wealth. And they are a very elevated position. They became blind. They became intoxicated and they were not able to follow the right conduct in the presence of Narad Muni. And the result was the curse. Of course, in that case, it was also a blessing in disguise. Duryodhan, he also was attached to his... Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra was attached to all his 100 sons and especially to Duryodhan. And then his brother... Vidur. Yeah, my computer runs sometimes slow. So he used to give good advice. Vidur used to give good advice to his brother Dhritarashtra. And he also used to kind of agree, yes, what you say, brother, is right thing. Yes, this is what should be done. My son should not do this or that towards or against the Pandavas. Yes, brother, I agree fully. But when there is to be time for action, implementation of that advice, he would always, in most of the times, he would fail. And this is because of, again, attachment to his sons. And he would become totally blind, although he would become enlightened as he would hear Vidur. But because of his too much affection towards his sons and Duryodhan, then he would become blind again. He was materially blind also, he would also become spiritually blind because of the attachment. Attachment is bad thing, of course. And this is the attachment that binds the conditioned soul to this material world. So here, king has affection towards both the sons. He has feeling for Dhruva Maharaj and Uttam. But because of his attachment, a little too much, unnecessary attachment towards his one wife, Suruchi, he could not express his natural desirable feelings towards his son Dhruva. He had to conceal, he had to just exhibit his feelings, which would be matching the feelings of his wife Suruchi. He did not want to offend her because of his attachment to her. Although within heart, deep within him, he knew this is not the right thing to do. These are my two children of equal age, they both have right to be ankam putram ankam aropya lalayan uttamam. So as he was already patting his son Uttam, who was sitting on the lap, the other one was trying to climb up and also sit there so that he also would get a little pat on the back. So the father knew that he should be patting both the children, one with the left hand, one with the right hand. But he could not do so because sa irusham aha ati garvitas. He said something out of envy and out of pride. And she said so with loud and clear message she was trying to give to her husband, the king Uttanapad. And this has resulted in Dhruva Maharaj leaving home And of course there was no loss. Whole world is benefited. Including us. To this day we are being benefited. Thank you, Suruchi Maharani. Although she has been painted here as a bad character, lower nature. So did Indra. People don't like him because he, in Vrindavan, he rained and everywhere the flood, so much inconvenience. Why he had to do all this? But the outcome was most welcomed by the residents of Vrindavan. They had 7 days of association, 7 days and 7 nights association with Sri Krishna. So even apparently something not proper or sinful or abnormal results sometimes in most desirable thing or most beneficial outcome. Whatever. Still, the point is there. The attachment is not good. Yes? You all agree? Attachment is not good. So there are two forces. Maya is pulling the soul in one direction. And Krishna is pulling also, trying to pull in another direction. These are the two kind of... And the living entity is in the middle. Marginal energy, tatastha shakti. The matter is trying to influence. And the spirit, supreme spirit, is trying to influence the living entity also. And living entity is sometimes this way towards Krishna, sometimes that way towards Maya. Three ropes are there. Sattvagun, the mode of goodness. There's a rope. Guna, also, meaning rope. Three gunas, three ropes. Then there's a rajagun, there's another rope. Tamagun, there's another rope. So this living entity is bound. Prakratehi, kriyamanani, gunai, karmani, sarvashaha. All the activities which conditioned soul is performing, although he thinks, ahankara vimurhatma karta aham, I am the doer, karta aham iti manyate. He only thinks like this, but this is not reality according to Lord Sri Krishna. The three modes of material nature are getting him to work. They are making him to work. They are pulling his hand this way and pulling his mouth, tongue this way, that way, pulling hands, legs, this part, that part, here, there. And he has lost control. He's not in charge of his life. Someone else has taken charge of his life. The Maya has taken. Maya, in the form of these three modes of material nature, is driving him mad and making him run around and round and round. And while all this happens, he thinks, karta aham iti manyate. And this is because he's vimood atma. What kind of atma? Not only mood means fool, but vimood means special, especially foolish. First class fool as he is, he's thinking, I am the doer. So for all different bonds which are working on the conditioned soul, this bond of affection between man and woman, this is the strongest. Get up. Very important point is being made here. As we are being bound now by yoga, maya, yoga nidra. Not yoga nidra. Nidra Devi. She is coming. And she is trying to stitch our eyelids. And not letting them open. She is stitching, closing. And things are moving slow. So this is also born ignorance. Is ignorance. So this bond of affection, Ridaya Granthi, Balam Pashame Mayaya, Jaino Disham, Balam Pashame Mayaya, Stri Maya, Bali, Stri Maya, Jaino Disham, Stri Maya, in the form of Stri woman, just look at the power of my Maya. Who said this? Kapil Dev. Speaking to his mother, his discourse on bhakti yoga, devotional service, and his, look at the power of my Maya in the form of woman. He has just now returned. Returned from where? He has just returned from after conquering the whole world, or he has conquered many countries. He has become emperor and he has come back to the palace, to the capital. And then what happens? My brother, just take a look. Look through the window now. Hide behind the curtain and just see what is going to happen. Look at this emperor now. So what would the woman, the queen, or maybe he has... Hari. Na kevalam ya pada krantam bhru vijrambhena kevalam. Hari. As now the woman is going to just move little eyebrows. And just the movement of eyebrows, this emperor is going to be falling at the feet of this emperor. Not only falling, but he's going to be polishing the boot. And then take off the boot and lick the feet of the woman. Did he take a close look at Balam Pashyame Mayaya? Balam Pashya. See the power of my Maya. Stri Maya Jaino Disha, in the form of woman. And then description. What she could do. And what happens? He went to the big emperor, powerful king. He falls at her feet. And he does more things also. Unmentionable. So already what we mentioned was unmentionable. But there's more, which we cannot, during early morning hours. Brahma Muhurta close. Just finishing. We cannot talk. Cannot give a whole graphic description. The strongest attachment, The biggest stumbling block for living entity to reach the lotus feet of Krishna is this. Amongst all other attachments, asha pasha satair baddhai, pash, the bonds again of desires, aspirations of many kinds, shatai, hundreds and thousands of strings are attached to the conditioned soul is attached and is being dragged and pulled and pushed, slapped, beaten up this way and that way. So of all these bonds, the bond of the sex life, the attraction between the fair sexes, this is the strongest. So to become God conscious, meaning breaking all these bonds, all these strings attached, they say in the West. So many strings are attached. And one need to be aware, the part of self-realization is, as I sit or stand or exist, I also know what are the different strings, ropes are binding me. Which rope is stronger, which one is weaker, and which one I have to cut, or where should I begin? And this is part of the realization. To know how I am bound, who is binding me? As the inquiry was made by Arjuna, atha kena prayuktoyam papam charati purushaha anichanapi varshneya baladivan yujitaha. This was realization, hence also question of Arjuna. Oh, what is that? Who is it? Atha kena prayuktoyam papam charati. What is that compels me to commit sin? Anichan. I know this is not correct, this is not right thing to do. I know this is sin. In spite of my knowledge, this force is so strong, just pushes me. Don't push me around. In the West again, don't push me around out of pride. Don't push me. Who do you think you are? Don't push me around. But these people are getting pushed around at every second. Vachu vegam manasaha krodha vegam jiva vegam udara upastha vegam. And these are only six mentioned. Do not think there are only six vegam. Asha pasha shatair baddhai. Then shatai vegam also. There are not only six pushings. Only because that verse says six pushings. There are not only six. There are hundreds of them. And they're pushing you, pushing us around. Don't push me around. But we are being pushed around all the time. So this is Arjuna's point. What is that? Who is it that pushes me around, compels me to do this or that? I know this is not right thing to do. And in response to this query made by Sri Arjuna, Lord Krishna's famous reply is, Kama Isha, Krodha Isha, Rajo Guna Samudbhavaha, Samudbhavaha. Something that is produced from the mode of passion. Two things he is mentioning. There are more things, but two things, big items have been mentioned. One is kama isha krodh. Oh, that is kam. Oh, that is krodh. Oh, that's anger. And that's lust that is pushing you, compelling you, not giving you your choice. So if we are, or anybody is for that matter, interested in liberation, God consciousness, they don't so much talk of Krishna praying, talk of liberation, talk of moksha, talk of maybe heaven, going back to heaven, those kind of things. This pancham purushartha, prema pamartho maha, this is kind of too much higher for goal, for a religion to achieve. They don't even talk of that. But even whatever, even liberation is to be attained, moksha, these bonds, these forces, influences have to be, you have to rectify, you have to nullify, you have to cut them into pieces before you could be liberated. Liberated from what? Woman's liberation. Woman's liberation. I used to have one husband, now I'm liberated. How many I have now? So many. Is that liberated woman? I was kind of a little bound because of having one husband, and now I'm more bound because I'm like a pig now. Anyone could just come. Welcome. You're welcome. I have no one, anyone claim, making claims over me. Come on, woman's liberation. The woman in Krishna consciousness could make that claim. I'm liberated woman. Our Krishna conscious lady is liberated. To a great extent, maybe she has still something still to clarify, cleanse, but to a great extent, liberated, yes. Liberated woman, Krishna conscious woman, Krishna conscious mother. So liberation, vairagya, the detachment from many things, especially this man-woman affection, attachment. It's very deep rooted into the psychic. It's very subtle, which is a product of kaam, the lust, the number one enemy of the conditioned soul. So that's one attachment caused by the kaam. Yet other positive attachment is caused by prem, love for the Lord. So these are the two things pulling us, pushing us. Sometimes kaam, sometimes prem. Well, mostly kaam if you are on the path, on the way back to Krishna, an aspiring and strict follower and strict follower of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then prem factor is also influencing you, influencing that practitioner. Otherwise mostly a dancing dog in the hands of woman. Dancing dog. Although that person thinks I'm free, but he's just being dangled by a woman. The Lord's energy. I mean, no woman is to be blamed here. This is the world. This is not talk against any woman. But this is the material nature. The naked face of the material nature as it is. And then man becomes woman. Today's man becomes woman tomorrow. Today's woman becomes man tomorrow. Like that. Taking turns. So you feel, woman feels bad when they sit in through the lectures like this for 20 years. And then they change the side and they become man and they feel good. While the men who are listening to all these talks wear another uniform, they're sitting on the other side and they begin feeling bad. They're feeling good so far, so good. But then they begin feeling bad. And like this. But Krishna consciousness is above this business of being man or of being woman. It has nothing to do with Krishna consciousness. It is dvandvatito vimatsaraha. When you transcend dvandva, and the basic dvandva is this, man, woman, and then you could add to that list the day, night, black, white, rich, poor, and like on and on the list goes. This world is just full of dvandva duality. And the basic duality is this man-woman thing. But Krishna consciousness is about being a man or being a woman. This is on the platform of the spirit soul. Urdhva Moola Madha Shakha, 15th chapter, Lord Krishna says that this material world is, things are upside down. Its roots are upwards and branches are downwards, the material world. Like a tree that you see within the water, the reflection. The tree is standing on the bank of the lake, standing erect with the branches upwards. That's the original tree. And then you see in the water reflection, you see just the upside down. And the branches are down, going downwards, and the trunk is going upwards. So this material world is a shadow reflection of the spiritual reality. So the man, woman, well, affection and that calm that we talked about briefly. Originally it exists in spiritual sky in the form of prema, affection between Radha and Krishna. And their loving conjugal dealings. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikrati Alhadari Shakti Rasmat. Radha Krishna Pranaya. All the Radha Krishna Leela, Keli, Madhurya Leela, conjugal loving dealings are, but the display of Alladani Shakti, the pleasure potency of the Lord. Lord is there and Shaktiman and Shakti. Shaktiman is Krishna and Shakti is Radha. Alhadani Shakti. And they are dealing. This is all Madhurya. Madhurya Ras. Conjugal. This is the original thing. And the Shakti and Shaktiman, they cannot be separated. Chaitanya Charitamrita further describes in that particular verse that they are inseparable. Nothing mundane about Radharani. Everything is pure, transcendental. Ekatmanavapi. One time, says, Radha and Krishna were one. Ekatmanav api. Oh, ekatmanav. One time they were together, but then bhuvi, pura, once upon a time, tad gatau, deha gatau tau, deha gatau tau, deha gatau tau. They became two. Ekatmana, they are one, but once upon a time, don't ask which time. We cannot trace the history and say, oh, on such and such day, such and such time. But once upon a time, long, long time ago, these two personalities, they became two, one. They were one, ekatmana, they became deha gatau tau, they attained two dehas, two bodies. And one becomes Krishna, one is Radha. And their dealings. And then the verse states further that Sri Chaitanya Akhyam Adhuna Prakatam Chaikyam Aptam. They have become two, but again, in the personality of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as he appeared 500 years ago, they were one, they had become two, and they become one again. Aikyam aptam, they became one. Radha bhavasu valitam, naomi Krishna swarupam. And in this form, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has accepted the mood of Radharani and complexion of Radharani. Two aspects of Radharani are visible in the personality of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The mood of Radha, the complexion of Radha. To such Krishna swarup, the form, I offer my most humble obeisances. Now probably you're wondering, what is this all being said here? Or maybe you're not wondering, but just expecting this. all that is up there in the spiritual sky appears here upside down in a shadow form. That's what we're talking about. But then, Radha Krishna descending into this world, not only that, Radha Krishna appearing in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and as we are engaged in the mission of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a religion, dharma, delivered to us by Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the most effective means or method or process to get rid of all the lust. And unless and until you get rid of that lust, don't talk of religion. Don't talk of liberation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's process of God realization, Krishna realization is very, very powerful, most powerful. It's just the right medicine for the right kind of disease, bhava rog, that living entities have developed. Towards the end of those five chapters describing the rasa dance, the benediction comes, also says that the vikriditam gopi bhir or some raja vadu bhir, Krishna's dancing with the gopis. That description, anushranuyat, one who listens, varna etcha, and one who describes, param bhaktim labhya, that person will attain supreme bhakti unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Those who listen to relish with a proper understanding, of course. That's why we said they were two. They are not. They are one. They became two. They become one. It's all transcendental. There's nothing mundane. Dealings here, Radha Krishna, all pure gold, real, original, fully spiritual dealings, as one hears from the right source, he hears. With the right kind of doses, he hears. He will attain param bhaktim, the topmost devotional service attitude. And ritrogam achirena apahinoti, like that. Bhava, no, that is alag hai. That is Kunti ka hai. Dhiraha apahinoti. Apahinoti achirena dhiraha. Achirena means quickly. It says twice. And get rid of this contamination in the form of calm, the lust, the bonds, the attachment to human man, this business. Quickly, quickly one can cut all these bonds and become dhira. What is dhira? Sober. What is sober? Who is sober? Not disturbed by the changes. There may be so many things being dangled around, so many forms all around, so many invitations, so many billboards, so much TV, this, that. But person becomes dhira, sober, undisturbed. Like dhira is also there. Tatha dehantara prapti dhiras tatra namuihati. Not disturbed. The big change is taking place. What change? The body is being changed. His body is being changed, not just a cloth. His body is being changed and he is not disturbed. Dhira. So that kind of or undisturbed state of mind could be achieved as one studies, listens, relishes, shraddha, shraddhayanvitaha, with full faith in Lord's pastimes. All pastimes and special cure, medicine for this worst disease, ritrogam, kamarogam, a special dose prescribed by Sukadeva Goswami. He's a doctor, the best doctor. As per prescription of the physician, you take the dose. So Sukadeva Goswami is prescribing. You take this dose and see what happens. So Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. Samarpiyatum, in order to deliver unnata ujvala rasam. This Madhurya Leela dimension, this is a contribution of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anarpita chiram, not delivered before. This is something new product, new thing. Not the same old wine in new bottle. It's not a new one, not an old wine. No, new one. New wine. New product. World has not seen this before. Imported all the way from Golok and made available by Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there is no religion, there is no process. not only as relishable as Krishna consciousness, but as powerful as Krishna consciousness right now, right here on this planet. There is no other religion. Which includes, that's why it says, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalau Nasteiva, Nasteiva, Nasteiva Gatiranya. There is no other way. Chanting is part of this Madhuri Leela also. Because Hare Krishna is what? Radha Krishna. And as Acharyas give the interpretation to this Maha Mantra, there's a whole Leela that goes on with as when first Hare is this and first Krishna is this and second Hare is like that. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Ram, Hare. Each one is a whole Ashtakaliya Leela, all pastime, everything is there. We kind of briefly mentioned yesterday, the name of the Lord is complete. In the name, there's a form. The name reveals form unto you. The name reveals qualities of Krishna unto you. The name next reveals form and the qualities and the pastimes and abode. Everything is Purnam. Shuddha Mukta Purna. Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukta. Mukta. Abhinnatvat Nama Namino. Nama Chintamani. Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Rasa Vigraha. It is abode of Ras. All the Rasas. Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Including this Madhurya Ras Vigraha is this holy name. So Bhagavatam, yesterday we said Bhagavatam is the topmost scripture. With that we establish Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead and everyone else wherever they stand, sit in that whole chart. A hierarchy coming from Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who is who? It becomes clear with the Bhagavatam. So Bhagavatam is delivered. Bhagavatam is part of Krishna consciousness. And the holy name is a big part of this Krishna consciousness. And all this is, this reveals the Madhurya Leela. So our Acharyas, what are they doing? Sri Radhika Madhava Yorapara Madhurya Leela Gunarupa Nam Nam Pratikshana Aswadana Lolupasya Vande Guru Sri. At every time, all the time, Pratikshana Aswadana, they are relishing. What are they relishing? Radha Madhava. Their dealings, their pastimes, Madhurya Leela and other Leelas also, of course. They're hearing. And as a result, they develop Radha Krishna Pada Aravinda Pada Aravinda Bhajanandina Mattaliko. This is not available, not known to so many religions. Exists around. Forget it. This is very special. Radha Krishna Padaravinda Bhajanandena Mattaliko. This is a real pure thing. Very rare commodity. They haven't even heard about it. So, the Vairagya Pradhan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult. Prabhupada sometimes says cult. This movement is there's a predomination of the Vairagya. There's a statement like that in Chaitanya Charitamrita. There's so much stress on this detachment, Vairagya, Vairagya Vidya, Nija Bhakti Yoga. The Lord personally exhibited Vairagya and six Goswamis and Vairagya, detachment. We are attached and we have to detach ourselves. This is not known. In Islam, they have no idea of this detachment business. You are considered civilized if you could be happy with four wives and as much sex that you could enjoy. You are considered a civilized person. And this is all the Islam is all about. Before that, they were not even following any principles of anything. And this Muhammad, he reformed. He was a social reformer, basically. He reformed the society. Some principles of morality. He himself had how many wives? 11 or? Gauranga knows better. And there is no renounce order in Islam. There is nothing like a priesthood or sannyas or renounce. No, doesn't exist. At least in Christianity, there are priests and monks and monasteries. This doesn't exist. Sikhism, they don't have. The Grihastha ashram, first and last ashram. Yes. There's no brahmachari, no vanaprastha, no sannyas. Only Grihastha ashramaiva kevalam. Only ashram is a Grihastha ashramaiva kevalam. And, they go, the Christians go to the church and they pray, I was told, to the priest that to get a sex appetite, they are now becoming older, they are 60s or 70 years old and it's not the same. They are becoming older, so they are losing the grip and not have same kind of fire, like before. So they go and they pray. This fire is getting extinguished. Is there a way to rekindle this fire at the age of 70, 80? By the old age, there's arrangement so that you would lose your grip and think of something else, higher things. But they go and pray so that, oh, please bind me more. I want to be bound. So what religion are you talking about? What liberation are you talking about? Just few sets of social reforms. Few principles of morality. Thou shalt not kill. Love thy neighbor. Okay, fine. Love thy Lord. But who understands this love thy Lord business? We welcome this love thy Lord statement. But who understands this love? What this has to do with the Krishna Prem, Bhagavat Prem that is described throughout Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. So unless we hear about Radha Krishna, we hear about their dealings, we understand their dealing, their loving affairs, and relish them, not be envious of those dealings, and not try to compete with those dealings. If they have dealings, I could also have dealings, parallel, going on simultaneously. No. You have to stop it. And just be happy with their dealings. Understand that they are pure, spotless. Amal Puran as it is. Dharma projita kaitavotra nirmasaranam satam. Everything, lower nature things, have been kicked out of Bhagavatam. So only Krishna consciousness that has been delivered, Sankirtanai Kapitaro, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a founding father of the Sankirtan movement. And by coming in contact with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's his Sankirtan movement of congregational chanting and congregationally hearing about Krishna, Radha Krishna, you will be able to give up this strong attachment to this world in so many forms, including and especially attachment to this man and woman, opposite sex. And we see this practically happening. The results are there for the world to take note of. How quickly the followers of Srila Prabhupada were able to kick out this lower nature from their lives and take to, well, renounce order. There are some failures, fine, but still. Even if they fail, they did not fail so much deep into the well. They are still, at least became grihastha, which is not bad. And in general, there's so much detachment. It's not possible. Unless there is some love, real love, spiritual, prem in the heart. To that degree, one could kick out, break the other bonds. Otherwise, with how? You have no strength to break the bonds of lust unless you are equipped with the love. If you are not equipped with the love, you cannot break the bonds of lust. You are powerless. You are helpless otherwise. So, that's why Srila Prabhupada had to say that this movement, he said, I can't quote, but different times he would say how this is very special, Hare Krishna movement. Understand this movement, this is very special movement, very unique movement, organization, God's movement. Understand this, participate in this, protect this, preserve, propagate this. Again, same trouble comes with the Hinduism. We mentioned about Islam and Christianity a little bit, or Sikhism. Hinduism, yes, again, because that they're lacking this Madhurya Leela, and or even if they hear, they begin to imitate that Madhurya Leela. They want to become gopi immediately. They want to, someone becomes Krishna, and the whole thing is spoiled. Whole thing is spoiled. Immediately they want to rush to the five chapters of the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, leaving aside all other cantos and chapters. Cheap, sahajiyas they become. And everything is spoiled again. This is a special benediction, this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sankirtan movement. And then I quickly want to read through, as it is sitting in front of me, the biography called Sketch of Sri Saranga Murari Thakur. And if there are questions or comments, quickly we can take or not take. Let's see. We also have. Huh? Sure. Yes. Sri Saranga Murari Thakur used to reside at Modadrum Dweep, Mamgachi. When we go on Navadip Mandal Parikrama, this village we visit, where his deities of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath are still present. There is also a Bakul tree there, which is perhaps existing since the time of Saranga Thakur. There is a local legend concerning this tree. One day, when Mahaprabhu came there, he noticed that the Bakul tree in the courtyard of Saranga's temple was dying. So he asked Sarang, who asked? Mahaprabhu. Okay, Mahaprabhu asked, "This Bakul tree is dying, so what are you doing? What are you going to do?" Sarang Thakur replied, "Besides your mercy, Prabhu, I don't see any hope for this tree." Then Mahaprabhu embraced that tree, which has remained healthy to this day, and is now quite large. Very well. That tree is still there. That Mamgachi. Saranga Thakur had resolved that he would not accept any disciples, but Mahaprabhu nevertheless repeatedly requested him to do so. Finally, he relented and agreed by saying, "Tomorrow morning, the first person I see, I will initiate with divine mantra." Initiate him with divine mantra. The next day, in the early morning, he went to take his bath in the Ganga. By chance a body came and touched his feet as he entered the water. Picking up this body, he said, "Who are you? Get up." Dead body. Body was dead. So he brought the body outside the water and was body was sitting there. He said, "Who are you? Get up." From behind, Mahaprabhu, who was witnessing everything, called out, "Sarang, say the mantra in his ear." Mahaprabhu, he gave a dictation to
told him, yes, yes, go ahead, go ahead. Give him a mantra. Then when Sarang said the mantra into the ear of this dead child, the body became conscious. He said, my name is Murari. I am your servant. Please bestow your mercy upon me. And then he became realistic. One day when this boy was to be invested with sacred thread, he was by chance bitten by a snake and died. As he was only a boy, the custom was not to burn the body, but rather to place it on a raft of banana trees and float it down the Ganga. When his parents received the news that their child was alive, they came there to take him home. However, Murari declined to accompany them to his former home. What happened? How did he come to life? When his parents... Murari declined, if you are understanding. Okay, I don't have to understand.
The parents came to get him home from the ashram.
They find him alive and they ask him to come back.
They got news that their son is still alive and they can't.
But now he died and he was floating down Ganga.
That was before.
Okay.
And then he died and surrendered to the Lord, went him back, and then his parents found out he was alive again, he went him home.
Oh, yes. Okay. He didn't die twice.
No.
That's what I was. Died twice.
It is written in that sequence.
Yeah, right. It's confusing. However, Murari declined to accompany them to his former home. He told them, I and will remain. Not written in good English also. Remain in service of he who has given me life again. So I am indebted to him. That is Sarang Thakur. Vrindavan Das Thakur has described this Murari Chaitanya Das as follows. There was an external consciousness present in Chaitanya Das's transcendental body. He would enter into forest just to chase tigers. Sometimes he would jump on the back of a tiger who by his influence remained inert. At other time, he would put a python on his lap and play with great delight, or evil. It was by the mercy of Avadhut Mahashaya, Nityanand Prabhu, that he was able to play in this way with tigers and snakes. Sri Nityanand Rai is very affectionate to his servants, and thus by a simple wink of his eye, they are able to enjoy mellows which are not even accessible to Lord Brahma. Chaitanya was constantly in forgetfulness of himself, absorbed as he was in bliss of speaking of inner thoughts. Sometimes he would remain in the water for 2 or 3 days without suffering any bodily inconveniences. He appeared to be almost insentient, and therefore his activities were imperceivable. Such was the fierce intensity of his immeasurable prowess. How much can I describe of the interminable transformations of his devotional sentiments? This is from Chaitanya Bhagavat, Antya Leela 5:40, 426 through 434. Those verses. The descendants of his family are still residing at Sargram in Bardhaman district. According to Gaur Ganodesh Deepika, Sarang Thakur was previously Nandi Mukhi in Braj Leela. His appearance is on the 14th day of the dark fortnight of month of Ashar. His disappearance is on 13th day of dark fortnight of the month of Agrahayan. This is this one today. This is Kartik Margashirsh, another name for that month. The temple of Sarang Thakur and his worshipful deities, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, are still being worshipped at Mam Gashi, just north of present town of Navadvip. Worshipful deities of Vasudev Datta Thakur, Sri Sri Radha Madan Gopal, are also residing there. One can go there by rickshaw or tram from Navadvip town. By train, one should go north towards Katwa and then get down at second stop, Bhandar Tikuri. Okay, you could take this train and go there. So today is appearance, right? This appearance. Okay, this appearance. Sri Saranga Thakur Murari Thakur Tirabhatithi Mahatsavaki Daigur Premanande. So I think we'll stop. If you have questions, you can approach me privately.
When you talked, you always about the Krishna Radha.
Talked about?
Krishna Radha was first born.
Krishna Radha, Radha Krishna.
That's
a speculation. No.
Okay.
No.
The concept of flowers is feminine and the action is sedition. No?
No.
Okay. What about the Tilaki?
Because
the two forces, the masculine and feminine, you know? Like this. Okay.
No. Because Vishnu also has his consort. Vishnu. Krishna expands and he becomes Vishnu. And Radha also expands. And she becomes, she stands next to Vishnu. As Radha Krishna are two, they one, they become two. And then they expand. They accept many, many forms. And one of them, those forms is, of course, one of the principal forms is Vishnu form, which is residing in Vaikunth. And every incarnation of the Lord has Radharani's counterpart, Radharani's expansion. You may say male, female, like that, or Purusha, Prakriti, Shakti, Shaktiman. Energy, energetic. So Vishnu is coming from Krishna and Sita is coming from Radharani and Lakshmi is coming from Radharani. And so like that. Krishna expands and Radharani expands. So they are always pairs. Like in Lakshmi Narasimha, you heard of Lakshmi Narasimha? So Narasimha is coming from Krishna, Lakshmi is coming from Radharani.
So Vishnu also has a feminine and a masculine form inside as well.
Translation. I think so. Yeah, there are always pairs, but one has origin in Krishna, all the incarnations, and their consorts, the feminine forms, they are coming from Radharani. Their pleasure potency of like that. And these symbols have different meanings and significance. Two of them are for devotees, inspiring devotees. Kamshal and lotus is for devotees. And then club and the disc is for the demons. Krishna appears to protect the devotees and destroy the demons. So that's a, those four symbols are doing that function, the functions. Okay, Nithai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bhava.